Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because of Shalom Zalman, Nuv Zugasar, Mar Siyat, Tivachoy, Tzchal, Tzayim. They should be given with a Sachat, Tzlach, and Siyat, Nishma, good health, Par Nasa, B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and Mishchos, Asabas, Rochel, Shishi, B'Zach, Rav, and Ziva, Kogun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us, Hamoisi Tevin, one that's Mitzi straw. He takes straw from one Rishos to another on Shabbos. How much is he going to be chai for bringing out? Kimloi Pipara, the amount that would fit in the mouth of a cow. That's because cows eat straw, so the normal amount of straw for a person to be mitzi would be the amount that would fit in a cow's mouth. Atza, which is a type of bean straw, kimlai pigamal, the amount that would fit in a camel's mouth. Camels eat bean straw, so that's the shear. Amir, what about a different straw of sorts? Kimlai pitale, the amount that fits in a sheep's mouth, and this is a smaller shear than the previous shroom that we've mentioned. Asavim, what about types of grasses? Kimlai pigidi, the amount that fits in a goat's mouth. This is even a smaller shear. Even though sheep also eat grasses, since a smaller amount of grasses fit in a goat's mouth, so we're machmir like the smaller amount. Ale shum va'ale betzalim, garlic leaves and onion leaves, lachim, so if they're fresh, if they're moist, so people eat them, kagregeris, the amount a person would be chai for taking out on Shabbos would be the amount of a dried fig, a gregeris. Yveshim, if they're dry, kimolai pigidi, because only goats can eat it if it's dry. Vein mitstarf from zayim ze, now all these things we just mentioned are not going to mitstarf with each other, but penishalei shavu b'shiurein, that's because they don't have an equal shear. If a person carried out some tevin, and along with that tevin, he carried out some atza as well, and only together there's the amount of shear of tevin, a person not going to be chayv for that because the shear of tevin and atza is different. Now here's something very important for Hilchos Shabbos: Hamaitzi Eichlam Kagregeres, someone that's Maitzi Eichlam, someone that's Maitzi food, any sort of food, and the amount he brought out was a Gregeres, the amount of a dried fig, so he's going to be chayv. And this is something basic throughout Hilchos Shabbos, that the amount of a Gregeres, the amount of a dried fig, is the shear of Isser Haitza for food. Umitstar from Zayim Zeh, and all sorts of foods will be mitstar if they will join together for the shear, because they're all equal in the shear. Chutz, except for Mikli Payan, their shells, Vigarineim, and their seeds or pits, Vokzein, and their stems, Vesuban, Umersonon, and their coarse bran and fine bran. Now Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda says, Chutz Miklipe Adashim, Shemispash Leisimon. This is not counting the peel or the shell of the lentil, which is cooked with it, so the shell or this peel of the lentil will be mitstarf with the lentil for the shear. Moving on to Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, now we're going to be talking about liquids. Hamaitzi Yayin, one that's Maitzi Yayin on Shabbos. How much is he going to be chai for being Maitzi? Kidei Mezigas HaKais, the amount necessary for Mezigas HaKais. Now what is Mezigas HaKais? So back in the day, wine was very potent and needed to be diluted. The standard ratio was one part wine to three parts water, and diluting wine is called Meziga. So one is chai for being Maitzi wine, Kidei Meziga, the amount that if he were to mix it with three parts water, he would have a cup of wine. How much is a cup? A revius, because that's the amount the one uses for kiddush and benching. Chalav, milk, kidei gmiya, the amount one can swallow in one shot. Devash, honey, kidei litan al kasis, the amount a person can put on a sore. Now this is a very important rule over here as well. If something has two uses, we always go based off of the smaller shear. So honey is eaten, and it's also used as a salve for a wound. The latter, though, is the smaller shear, so we're machmir like that. Shemen, oil, how much is a person going to be chayv for carrying out on Shabbos? Kidei lasa chaver katan, the amount that one can anoint a small limb. What's a small limb? The pinky toe of a day-old baby. That's a tiny amount of oil. Mayim, how much water is a person going to be chai for carrying out on Shabbos? Kidei lasha v'henes ha-kilar, in order to mix in with kilar, which is an eye ointment. If a person carried enough water that it can be mixed with an eye ointment to make the ointment properly, so then he'd be chai for that. Ushar kol mashkin, all other liquids that are used only for drinking and not for other things, but revias, a person's chai for carrying out a revias, v'chal shefachin, and all sorts of dirty water. The only thing that this dirty water could be used for is to make clay or cement, but revias, a person's chayv only for carrying out a revias. Reb Shimon says, kulan berevias, all these liquids that we mentioned in the Mishnah, wine, water, oil, a person's only chayv if he carried out a revias. V'loy amru kal shiurin halalu, and we only said that a person's chayv for carrying out these other shiurim, let's say milk, the amount a person's going to swallow, or oil for a pinky toe of a day-old baby, all these shiurim are only usur el matznieyin for people that store this amount. If some person decides that he's going to store a tiny amount of oil, so for him, that amount of oil or milk or something else is chashuv, so he's chayv if he carries that out. But other people that don't store that amount, they're only going to be chayv if they carry irvias of it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.